So on the basis of this and other data, there are two phase three studies that have been launched. One in the frontline chemotherapy setting where Custerson is being combined with docetaxel in a randomized study with overall survival as a primary endpoint. And a second study in the second line setting, which started out as a short-lived effort to look at docetaxel retreatment, and with the approval of cabazitaxel was redesigned and relaunched as a cabazitaxel plus or minus Custerson phase three trial, which literally was just activated. It's open at two sites and is being activated as we speak at a variety of sites.
So, Oliver, any thoughts? Excited, bored, in between?
Interested. You know, we have a whole new class of action for this particular novel agent. I think there's been some nice work in making the target appear attractive. It's an agent that I think deserves to be explored in phase three, and I'll eagerly await the results.
I'm trying to think of any other agent with a similar mechanism of action. Is there one?
Well, there have been some trials in the past for antisense which have not succeeded. It turns out this particular way of synthesizing the antisense, I think, is a good one. And there is clinical data involved in the neoadjuvant studies to demonstrate you actually could hit the target and downregulate the clustrin. So, you know, I think there's good science behind this, but just because it's good science doesn't mean it's good medicine. And so we just got to wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, I think of it as a high risk, high reward situation. So it's a very interesting target that in preclinical systems looks to be compelling. It's a unique target. It's important in many tumor types. It's a unique drug. So if the trials are positive, this could potentially be important across many tumor types. The high risk part comes from the fact that, you know, this is not the androgen receptor. You know, if you develop a new drug for the androgen receptor, you have 60 years of data that it's a solid target, many drugs that have already been developed for that target. This is a brand new target, and it's a completely new technology. You know, if this were a monoclonal antibody, we've got a dozen drugs on the market that are monoclonal antibodies. If it was a small molecule, we've got 50 drugs that are small molecule. You know, this would be the first ASO. So there is a new type of drug and a new target, which make it, I think, very exciting. But certainly, you know, we need to see the data. It's hard to make a bet one way or another on this one.
Now, is this the way it works? Is it thought to be synergistic with a particular type of chemo?
You know, it looks from the data that I've seen from Marty Gleave's group to have the potential to synergize with a variety of agents in a variety of settings. You know, these agents were selected because prostate cancer has been the principal target, and these are the agents that are relevant to prostate cancer and relevant to clustrin. But I think the biology doesn't restrict us to either prostate cancer or taxanes.
Dan?
I think the key to this study is the clinical trial that Oliver mentioned, which is the fact that they saw downregulation of clustrin in radical prostatectomy specimens. I think if it wasn't for that trial, I would be extremely skeptical. Remember, there was an antisense compound to BCL-2 a number of years ago that never demonstrated a tissue benefit or tissue correlate that showed downregulation. So I think the keys are downregulation and the different antisense preparations being used here. Antisenses have never worked in any solid tumor type before. Now I think we're seeing, you know, with the modifications, this has a good chance of working.
And I want to say one more thing. When I say high risk, high reward, I don't mean for the patient. I think we've got good safety data with this drug. I'm thinking more about the field.
High risk that it might not work.
You know, this is not a drug that today I can say I think there's an 80% chance these studies will be successful, whereas I think I could have said that for, frankly, for abiraterone and enzalutamide. But if they are successful, I think the applications are potentially much broader than androgen receptor signaling agents, and it could really have a substantial contribution to the management of cancer overall.
This concludes our program, and one final note. Subsequent to the recording of this CME activity in December 2012, the FDA approved an expanded indication for abiraterone in combination with prednisone for the treatment of patients with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer before chemotherapy. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Prostate Cancer Clinical Investigator Think Tank.